Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Ask Miss V Sports right here on V's After Dark Radio, which means it is 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time anyway. If you're West Coast, that means it's 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Central 5 p.m. And wherever the hell you live around the world, I'm not responsible for that. That's up to you. But we are on the air worldwide. I am James Acevedo here, and along with me, of course, is the one, the only, the CEO of this whole V's After Dark Radio shebang. It is the one and only Miss V the Toy Lady. What's up?
What's up? It's Thursday.
Yes, already.
And it's all kind of shit going on in hockey.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I know, I just jumped right to it.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. The Red Wings doing all kind of... Oh, my God, I got to go get the newspaper because there's so much stuff going on with the Red Wings. It's
really?
Just, like, crazy. Their free agency was yesterday, and I think we got two or three players, like, off the wop.
Okay, so
my daughter-in-law took the newspaper.
I was gonna say you're more of the hockey expert than I am, so I'm gonna ask you: are these people that these free agents are getting, are these good players? You know, are these?
Apparently, they're really good. These are, you know, Fred Osmus, for anybody who doesn't know, is the new coach of the Red Wings because our coach was in Toronto. You know,
mm-hmm.
and nobody was mad about it. You know, they said 10 years is a long time to last as a coach, and he was not fired. So, if anybody says he was fired, no, he was not fired. It was a choice. He was at the end of his contract. And, you know, they said that when Scotty Bowman was the coach before this guy, and they said when Scotty Bowman left that the Red Wings would die and who's going to take his place, and they brought in the guy who just left. And I'm sorry, forget his name because he's a really good coach, but he was here for 10 years. So, you know, they was like, you know, and now everybody's like, what are we going to do? You know, he's gone, and, you know, the same old bullshit. And they're like, listen, we've made it before. Brad Osmus is the coach for the Tigers.
I was just about to say, wait a minute, isn't that the manager of the Tigers?
I just got pissed at tail, okay? You know, I apologize. It was not intentional. The Tigers just lost. The Tigers just lost to the Pirates. So I have to apologize
again?
To everybody.
They lost them again?
The Pirates swept the 3-game series. You know, so you know, all I can say is that I have to apologize to everybody that, you know, no, I'm not sports stupid. It's just that I was watching the news and the fuckers lost. So
I was about to say Brad Asmus, I know he's a former catcher. That sounds too of a normal name for hockey. Usually they have, you know, Pepe Le Pew or some shit like that. Usually they have French-Canadian names or Swedish names or Russian names in hockey.
No, their new coach is actually American. He used to.
Oh, really?
They brought him from their other team. You know how baseball has the AAA teams?
Mm-hmm.
They brought him from their team up in northern Michigan. So he's been with the Red Wings. He's been with the Red Wings franchise for a while, you know. So he's not new to the franchise, and that's why they say he's going to be a perfect fit.
Interesting.
So I just pulled it up, like I said, for all you guys listening and saying, this bitch does not know sports. Yes, I do. I'm really pissed because of it. This part is lost. You know, I do know my sports. I swear I know my sports. You know, it was an honest mistake, okay? You know, you would have to be watching the news and going through the shit I'm going through. You know, the fucking Tigers are doing what they do best. So I know y'all say she don't know, but James will tell you I do know.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. It happens to everybody.
okay, but I got the article up for the Red Wings. And,
okay, cool.
Fill
me in.
This is free agent right wing Eric Condra signed. He went to the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh,
and,
okay.
He went to the Lightning, and for those y'all say, I'm actually reading out of the Detroit Free Press, so I'm getting all this. And let's see.
By the way, is that your favorite Detroit paper?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the more liberal paper.
Oh, okay.
And I actually subscribe to it, but when Thursday is coupon day, and my daughter-in-law likes coupons, so I always bring the paper in before I leave since I can't read it at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I leave it for her so she can look at it. So she must have taken it with her when she went to the doctor today. And they're not here, so.
Nah, when it's so quiet.
But my newspaper is with them.
Ah, gotcha. I see you're one of those people that actually say coupons. I see. I say coupons. You say coupons.
Coupons.
I guess it's a Midwest thing.
Yeah.
You say pop
okay.
or soda. I forgot. You say pop or soda.
We say pop. It's pop.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Never mind. All right. Go ahead.
We drink pop.
I say
we don't drink a fucking Coke. Everything is not a damn Coke, you know. I hate,
yeah, that,
you know,
yeah,
like
everything
is a Coke.
Yeah,
everything
a Coke
is
a Coca-Cola.
A Coke.
There's no, a black cherry soda is not a Coke or a cream soda. A Coke is a Coca-Cola.
No, but there are some people in New York or whatever state it is. It's one of them states, so I'm not going to sit here and say specifically. But it's somewhere in that area where
they
don't say
Coke.
Soda, they say Coke. Everything is a damn Coke.
Well, that's stupid.
And
everything's a Coke.
Everything is not a fucking Coke. They was like,
yeah.
You want a Coke? And you're like, no, I don't want a Coke. I want a Diet Pepsi.
I prefer a Pepsi
okay,
anyway.
You want a Coke. You know, and they'd be like we say,
no,
you
know
Coke?
What that is,
like,
I think? You know what I think that is? Subconsciously, I think it is because, you know, especially if there's people that go to a lot of fast food places, it's mostly Coke more than Pepsi. So in their mind, like if they go to a regular restaurant.
Everybody wants a Coke. But like,
yeah, well, you
want to
drink
no,
Coke.
No, I don't want a fucking Coke. I want a damn lemonade.
Yeah, you want a Coke? You know, the first thing they'll say is Coke. You know, it goes to show you that advertising works. It's a Coke. Yeah. I don't say that. I go, well, first of all, I don't even drink soda anymore as much. I haven't, oh, my God, like in the last at least 10 years, I really don't. Only once in a blue moon. Very, very, very rare. It's either beer or water. There's nothing else. Or some hard liquor in between there. But other than that, I don't drink no soda. Once in a blue moon, but nah. Which is
okay,
good.
Okay, well, here we go.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Back to hockey.
Okay.
Okay.
They said the biggest. Now, I skimmed through this article, so everybody, I'm reading from it. But the biggest move was veteran defenseman Mike Green agreeing to a 3-year deal with the Detroit Red Wings.
How much?
He, I think he got $3 million. Wait a minute.
$3 million? The whole deal is $3 million? That sounds low.
And like Wednesday, the team announced it signed 3-time Stanley Cup Justin Williams.
Okay.
Some Raiders to a 2-year deal, $6.65 million contract. Okay, so the Red Wings are like, somebody got a 1-year deal for $3 million. I can't remember who it was.
Okay.
They've been talking about this shit. So, I said, I'm not trying to be funny. The Red Wings have been so at work, and then the fucking Tigers lose, and, you know, just fucking piss me the hell off, you know, let's keep it real.
Gotcha.
Just piss me the fuck off, you know.
Gotcha.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I got very fucking irked before we got on the air because these son of a bitches can't win a goddamn game for shit. They can't even buy a motherfucking game, you know. I'd be like...
Meow.
You know how they say buy a motherfucking bow? They can't buy a goddamn game. You know.
You're lucky most of baseball is mediocre anyway. Because, what was it? I looked last night for the hell of it. Like, the standings in both leagues, American League, National League. I'm like, well, besides the St. Louis Cardinals, who are playing way over 600 baseball, which means they're like almost 30 games above 500. Like, just below that, maybe like 20-something. Everybody else. It's almost the same type of record. There's very few that are 10 games above 500. Like, everybody's almost the same. They're, like, only 7 games above 500, 8 games or something like that. And it goes, we're living in an era of mediocre baseball. It took away the steroids.
You know why? Because the motherfuckers can't do steroids no more.
That's exactly. That's why I just, exactly. They took away the steroids, and now it's, I'm gonna keep it real. I love baseball. It's at the most boringest it's ever been. It is.
You know, but actually, it's back the way it should be, because what it is that now it's got to go on real talent versus hyped up shit. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Do I like that they're losing? No.
Well,
but at least you know the motherfuckers aren't gonna die of cancer in 2 years or something. But I actually got the Red Wings article up.
Okay,
it said General Manager Ken Holland, that's the general manager of the Red Wings, said today at Joe Louis Arena that 2013 first-round NHL draft pick Anthony some name I can't pronounce, probably doesn't have a realistic chance of making the Detroit Red Wings roster out of training camp. And 2014 first-round pick Dylan Larkin will have to be one of the team's top 12 forwards to make the team this fall. So, Matt, this guy who's 20 and this other guy that's 18, were among the prospects who headed to Traverse City for the development camp. Apparently, them motherfuckers got drafted and they ain't going to make the damn team. That's what it sounds like. So that means they're going to go to their, their AAA team or something.
Gotcha.
Realistically, I think he's going to have to come in. It's going to be a struggle for him to make the team, Holland said of Matt. You got to come in and take the job. We've probably got 14, 15, 16 forwards that we think legitimately are going to be competing for a spot on the team. I'm not even sure if Anthony's in that group. Then there's another group of young players. Andreas, some fucked up name, Thomas, some fucked up name, and Mantha, that we think are going to be Red Wings. Are they going to be Red Wings in September? They got to come in and knock somebody out of the box. What about Larkin? Same thing Collins did. May take on Larkin. He's got to be in our top 12. Coach Jeff, okay, this is the coach. He actually used to be with the organization. That's who they brought in, Jeff Blashill. At least he got a name I can pronounce. Got to say to me, as we're putting the team together, I want him in the lineup. He's not going to be a 13th, 14th forward.
Mm-hmm.
Larkin might even be a top 9 forward to make the team because Holland doesn't. What the fuck? I hate when damn computer. I was reading good, too. You know, I hate when they do that shit. Okay, I gotta get back to the rest of it.
Fucked up your flow there.
I know, I was going good. I was going good as hell.
I don't hold it against you with those last names, those hockey players, because those names are like, oh my God, it's like they just threw some letters against the wall and see what stuck. You know? Like, what the fuck? Don't blame me for not pronouncing those. I couldn't pronounce that shit.
Okay, let's see. Where was I at? I'm almost back at that point. But, you know, it's really fucked up that
What was that?
I was going good, too, you know.
Damn, what happened? The computer just froze on you or something?
No, what it did was it went back to the beginning of the damn
article. What the
hell did
it happen? That's weird. What the hell did
it went to the first page of the Okay, here we go. Larkin might even have to be a top 9. If he comes in and he's legitimate top 9 forward, then we're going to find a way to get him in the lineup. Holland said, if he's less than that, then we'll sit down as an organization decide what the next move is. Mantha, whatever that name is, scored 15 goals and 18 assists for 33 points in 62 games last season for the Grand Rapids Griffins. Now, the Griffins is, they're like the AHL team for the Red Wings.
Mm.
After scoring 57 goals and 63 assists for 120 points in 57 games, and some Quebec Junior League. I can't even pronounce that shit. Okay, Red Wings Senior Vice President Jimmy DeBello told Fox Sports Detroit in the spring that Mantha season was very, very disappointing, and I say that with a lot of sadness coming out of a junior. We had such high hopes for him. Mantha said today that he needs to show something to the organization at development camp and be ready for a fresh start in training camp in September. It was difficult instead of last season. Asked about DeVallo's comments, like I said, I didn't really listen to his comments. We were in the playoffs. Basically, you just lost the fucking general manager. That's what he just said, basically.
Wow.
No, he lost the fucking vice president. He said that they were in the playoffs. He didn't listen to what he said. Okay, bitch, that's not what you say to a damn reporter about the vice president of any organization last time I checked, right? He said, it's part of the adversity, Mantha said. You need to build through it and come out stronger. I was telling myself I had the rest of the playoffs to show him wrong. I tried pulling off that. I had a few good games, a few bad games and fails, but that's part of hockey. Okay.
Mm.
Larkin, who turns 19 on July 30th, said the past year has been incredible. He went from being drafted by the Wings to being named Big Ten Freshman of the Year at Michigan after scoring 15 goals and 32 assists and 47 points in 35 games. He started for the U.S. at the World Juniors in the middle of his college season and then represented the country again in the World Cup World Championships this spring. He finished the season with the Griffins scoring 3 goals and 2 assists in 6 playoff games. It's pretty cool, Larkin said, of all the positive attention he has received, but still young, still have a lot of work to do. I still have a lot of hockey to play. Just trying to be here and focus on development camp, getting better for training camp. Does he think he can make the jump to the Wings? I think I want to make the jump, he said. I signed for a chance to play in the NHL. My time in Grand Rapids, I'm more than comfortable spending time there. Grand Rapids, for anybody who doesn't know, is their version of baseball's AAA.
Oh, gotcha.
And, that's why I explained it. Grand Rapids is another hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Red Wings AAA. I mean, like the baseball AAA, like Detroit's mm-hmm. AAA team is the AAA team for the Tigers is the Toledo Mud Hens. So,
and,
you know,
oh, and where's
it's
that
like
at?
That equivalent.
And what city?
In Toledo.
Oh, in Toledo?
Toledo,
oh,
Ohio.
Okay.
In Toledo, Ohio. So the Toledo Mud Hens is the AAA team for
mm-hmm.
the Tigers.
Nice. Interesting.
Because they just brought some black boy up from the triple. They brought him up while somebody was out on maternity leave with their child, with their wife having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
He got a home run for his 2 games, and they sent him back down to the triples when old boy came back off maternity leave. But he said it was still cool playing because he's from Detroit and he got a chance to play. And the fact that he scored a home run when he did come up,
mm-hmm.
you know they're going to lift that up, motherfucker.
Mm.
So he still got a job.
Really?
They only paid him well for them 2 things that he came and filled in.
Mm.
While our boy was out on maternity leave. You know, I had never heard of baseball pulling somebody up from the triple league, from double A, triple A, to fill in for somebody on maternity leave. I had never heard of that, but apparently the Tigers did it.
Yeah, okay.
I forget who twice had a baby, but they brought somebody up from AAA to fill in while he was gone.
Yeah.
So they must have really thought highly of that person bringing them up from AAA just for a short time.
Yeah.
That was probably the test to see if they're going to bring them up permanently, you know, maybe next year or something.
Yeah.
Or later on in the season, if motherfuckers keep fucking up, they keep going the way they're playing. They might have to switch out the Tigers for the goddamn Khalil Mullins and all the motherfuckers down there.
I mean, like I was saying earlier, I have the standings right here, right? Now, for example, my Yankees in the American League East, it's a shitty division this year. I mean, you got 4 teams out of the 5 that have a shot to make first place, and they're only within a game within each other. The Orioles are first place, 42-36. My Yankees are half game out at 42-37. The Blue Jays are game out, 42-38. And the Rays are a game and a half out, 42-39. The Red Sox, last place, thank God, 36-44. But they're only 7 games out. And there's still plenty of baseball. We're not even All-Star break yet. See, so look at this, right? If you take a look here, the Royals and Twins are both 40. Okay, no, I'm sorry. The Royals are 44-31. They actually have, that's like the third best record because, though, believe it or not, the Houston Astros have the second best overall record in baseball because the Cardinals are 51-26. Even the Pirates are doing good. I didn't believe it, 45-33. Well, I guess because most of those games they play against the Tigers. Just kidding. but you look at these teams. I mean, look, first place Dodgers in the NL West, 45-35. That's only 10 games above 500. The Astros, 47-34. Okay, that's 13 games above 500, okay? That's okay. The Royals, 44-31 leading their division, 13 games. But see, like in the National League, I mean, you got the Nationals, 43-35. They're only 4 games up on the Mets, and the Mets are like 500 at 40-40. And the Dodgers, like I said, 45-35, is only 10 games above 500. And they're only 3 games up on the defending World Series champion, the San Francisco Giants. And if you take away the NL Central, where the Cardinals are really fucking good, everybody else is about the same. Everybody got the same time.
You know what? Can I stop you for a minute?
Sure.
I got to say, hey to Sweetie up in the chat room.
Hey,
and this
Sweetie.
Person who just signed out because I'm reading this, and seriously, what I'm reading, you know, apparently Sweet Pea was trying to. Everybody know I'm not always up in the chat room, even though the chat room is open. But this person was just totally rude. I mean, totally rude. Called me some names.
Ooh.
And
Sweet Pea.
No, not Sweet Pea.
Oh.
He said hi, James. And,
hey, what's up, man? I saw him on the line, but he disappeared.
And he's talking about this person is called the pastime. He's talking about you have like two listeners, you know, like who is this person? He was writing in green, so it's hard to read. Oh, he called me a hoe. He called. Wait a minute.
The fuck.
I want to read this. You know, normally I don't.
Let me see this chat room.
You gotta read this. This is kind of funny. I mean, it was rude, but it's kind of funny. It was like, you, Mrs. V, you hunky nigger, look like hoe.
Oh, another
fuck
fan.
You.
Oh, another fan.
He's like, what the fuck? I'm done listening. You have like two listeners. Stupid something. You know,
I guarantee you, because I saw. Oh boy, he made it like, I like how he has so big. He put it like so big too. Like the lettering. Okay, that's weird. I never seen this guy. I'm telling you, I saw another number besides Sweet Pea on there. That was probably him. And
you know what? I didn't see it up there because I was doing something else because I walked away. But did he press one? Was it an asterisk to come in to talk?
Yeah, well, I saw Sweet Pea's number, and then I saw a different number that I'd never seen before. But he didn't stay long, so I guess he was so impatient, couldn't wait to say that on the air, so go in the chat room instead. Oh, he lost the nerve, and then he just went to the chat room.
Well, you know what? I just think it's kind of funny, personally, you know. He's like, oh, come on, man, what the fuck, you know. It doesn't matter how many listeners we have, you know. The fact that, you know, if I have no listeners, this show is going to go on. But to be so rude, you know. You know, maybe, you know, I'm going to have to assume that he's white, so maybe I need to do a Dear White People for him.
We're just assuming. Yeah. Well,
he
gave that away.
He called me. He called me a honky nigger. So I don't know.
That sounds.
And he called me a.
Ain't that a oxymoron? A honky nigger.
And he. It looks like that's a coon hoe or something. I don't know. I can't. You know. I can't read the green lettering. You know.
I don't even see that though. All I see is the big lettering.
Yeah, the big lettering, but it's just like, it's all in green.
But I don't see that on my end.
You don't see that on your end?
No, all I see is the big lettering, all the big lettering saying, come on, man, what the fuck, I'm done listening. You
okay,
have, like...
Before come on, man, what the fuck, it's, that's
I don't
when you
see
got
it.
Me a nigger.
I don't
you
see
don't
it.
You don't see it?
No. Maybe it got taken down on my end, I don't know. Weird.
No,
maybe
it's still up on my end. But,
I was going to say... Blog Talk took a hold of that. I was like, what the hell?
I actually think it's funny, though. I mean,
no, I refreshed my page. I don't see it.
I think it's funny.
Weird. It's weird. I don't have it on my end. I refreshed the page, too. Mm-hmm. All I see is the come on, man. That's where it starts at the top. Come on, man. And everything else. But
see, Sweet Pea said, hey, what's up to us? And I missed all that because... He said, hey, how are you?
Yeah, what's
he
up,
said,
man?
I
know it's another call, Sweet Pea. I was just, yeah. So I guess, because I had a feeling, too. When I saw those two numbers, I said, okay, one of them I think is Sweet Pea. The other one I have a bad feeling about. And then when it went away,
well, you know
I was,
what?
Yeah.
He went into the chat room to dog me out, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel so honored. You know, he left out. Maybe he'll come back and insult me some more. You know, I haven't had a good, you know. We all know I will not stoop down to somebody's level. You know, I just show him some love and let him know that I love him too. And, you know, maybe I'll read some Bible scriptures. Because,
oh,
you know,
okay.
Jesus loves everybody, you know.
Yeah.
The best way to get at Satan is to remind him that Jesus loves him. Yes. You know, it's, I know Cynthia is like, this, she's so crazy. She's got my right reading. Hey, Bible scriptures work. Start quoting the Bible to someone who calls your house to insult you. Like, you don't know. You know how you get people who call to cuss you out or whatever, and they done called the wrong number. And you say, you know, Jesus really loves you. Let's talk. Can we take a moment and pray? Dear Lord, and you just go into praying and never getting upset. They get so pissed they will hang up. People do not like to hear about God. I kid you not. I learned that a long time ago, that if you really want to upset somebody, pray with them. And pray for them and tell them how much Jesus loves them.
You're going to do like.
Forgive them.
Yeah, you're going to do like that episode when, in Sanford and Son, when Lamont and Fred and Rollo were in jail and Aunt Esther came down and then, wait, before you let him out, I got something to do
first. Yeah, you know, I remember that scene back and
she quoted the Bible and she started reading the passages. They go, ah, man.
Hey, you want her to bail you out? You got to listen to her.
Say, hey, because she goes, I know these fools. I'm not going to listen any other time. So that's when she pulled out the Bible from her purse.
I got the undivided attention. But,
watch your sucker.
So, yeah, you know, I'm amused. I'm really amused that someone would take that much time. Do you know how much energy it takes to be that frustrated to type all that?
Yeah. Obviously, he wanted to stand out.
What he really wanted was a response, and I didn't
see
it. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's what you do, though. If you don't give that response he wants, it's like if it didn't happen.
He'll be shocked that after the fact I'm talking about it.
Yeah, they wow, you actually mentioned me. You know, the times I've been with you over a year, I guess because we always have the same listeners. Like, it's rare we get, like, new, you know, other people, like, just calling out the blue that we don't know. I haven't heard, like, you, like, ever arguing with a listener since I've been with you. I don't know if you did it before I got on but.
No, you know what? I won't. I will not argue. I will not lower myself to that level because this is still a business. This is still my business, and I don't have to go there. I really don't.
Gotcha.
You know, there's no need for me to go there. Mm-hmm. I mean, first of all, I got Bitter Black Bitch to get all my frustrations out on. You know, that's why we have Bitter Black Bitch on Wednesday night. And on top of that, when you have a public debate with a person like that, they ultimately win.
Mm-hmm.
And I never want our business to be reflected that I will let my emotions get involved.
True.
You know, all these shows are for entertainment. You know, we do a lot of truth, we do a lot of fun. But at the end of the day, they're for entertainment. And if I get to the point where I'm blowing a fuse and losing my mind because of something that somebody says, everybody is entitled to their opinion. And I don't have to like it, but one thing I can say, I do know how to block people. And that's the beauty of it, because we can block anybody we want out of these chat rooms. You know?
True.
So it's not like I have to sit here and take it from anyone. If I would have saw it, I probably would have just blocked him because, for one, being disrespectful to me, I'm not your woman, you know. I'm not your mother. I'm not your sister. I'm not your family member.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just some things I don't have to tolerate, but what I won't do is I won't have a public argument. You know, that's not cute. It's not classy. You know, that is not classy, and that's not what Bees After Dark is about. That's not what Bees After Dark Radio is about. That's not what I'm about. And I'm not saying that I don't get pissed. I'm just saying when it comes down to my business, you'll never win on that level with me. You know, now I might be over here in my mind cussing you out, but I'm never coming out on the air and do it. let's get that clear. That don't mean I don't get upset. It don't mean I don't want to say something. You know, I can see me, you know, calling you out to the list, like, what the fuck is this? Hold on, yeah, you know. Who did I think it was? But I won't do it on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, now, if this was the type of show where you could, you know, where we battered back and forth and did the insults, then that would be different.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't, remember, I won't even, when it comes down to even on, it's all about sex, and more sex.
Mm-hmm.
If someone tries to talk bad about someone in the industry, you know, we refrain from that. And I say, you know, if they want to slander somebody or say something about somebody, even if it's true, the only, you know, the big thing, you know, when we really, I made the conscious choice not to touch on the Mr. Marcus subject. And it was
yes,
a choice that I made. Not because I was asked to do it, but because that's not what I'm about.
You made that decision, the executive decision on that.
You know, and that's not what I'm about. And I made it a point to let my guests know that, you know, this is something that I really did not want to talk about on the air. Because I feel that there are certain things that, when it's already in the press, that is not my place to add more fuel to that fire.
Yeah. It's been beaten
to death. You
know, that's
not what I'm about.
It's been
beaten
to death.
And that's someone I know. And for me, you know, I have journalistic integrity, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I've chosen to, anything I want to do, Bitter Black Bitch is the one show where we fuss. And then think about, we don't say names on that show. You know.
No.
And I'm sure people are amused when they listen to us because we're fussing about shit that has happened, but we're never saying names.
That's true.
And then
point.
We go into other subjects.
Mm-hmm.
But it's two women fussing about what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
We're not pinpointing one particular person. We're not calling out names.
Mm-hmm.
And people like to hear us fuss. You know, nothing like hearing two black women get on the radio and fuss. Because you want to know who they're talking about. Think about it.
Exactly. That makes it more fun. Because you have to figure out, who are they talking about? You know, besides the white people, you know, that's white people. But I'm saying in general.
But in general, you have to figure, you know, when we do
yeah.
dear white people, and it's normally something that's just stereotyped that's happened to us that made us go there. You know? Dear white people is our way of basically saying, quit doing some of the things that you do.
Yeah. These are real experiences that these ladies have actually gone through. This is not just made up. This is not a bit when Ms. V says, dear white people. It's real shit when she says it. She don't say it.
It's something that I don't mentor. It's something stupid that's happened to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, the best dear white people is the one about the jacuzzi, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I was in the hot tub. And the white woman didn't want to get in because she thought, remember, I still think about that. And I'm like, dear white people, I'm sorry they don't have to change the water when we get in now. You know, you can come sit in the water with us. It's clear in here. You won't catch nothing.
Yeah.
Because she was so hesitant about getting in that hot tub that I was in. This hot tub holds like 30 fucking people. We never had to touch each other, okay? Nowhere near each other. You know, so it's not like her feet or anything was touching. She's like on one side, I'm on the other side chilling, you know. So, I mean, if we wanted to talk to you, we would have to raise our voice. It wouldn't have been a conversation. We would have had to elevate our voice a little bit. So, yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah, these are real life experiences when we do real white people. Some of this happened to us that, you know, I think is stupid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, nah. I really would like old boy to come back to be the black bitch because if this is how he feels, you know.
Oh, well, yeah. I have a feeling that he just, like you said, I agree with you. Just want to respond. I don't think it's a real, you know, I think, you know, because some motherfuckers, they just want to, like, just to get a response. It's not how they feel. They're just fucking bored and shit and want to fucking fuck with people. You know. Most of the time.
And it's appearing that if he called in, he didn't stay on the air long enough for someone to pick up the line.
No, but he didn't. I'm telling you, I seen it. He wasn't even on that long. It wasn't like he was waiting because you were just talking. You know, it was not even the first 10 minutes of the show. And then disappeared. You know, it didn't wait long. I guess they expected that, oh, we got a call, I'm going to pick up the phone right away. No, that's not how you do radio. You know, you're supposed to put out there what you want to talk about, what you're talking about, and then about, well, for me, I do maybe 15 to a half hour, depending. Then I open the line. Then I go, okay. Then I let you talk, because why am I going to let you just talk without me putting out there what I want to talk about? That's stupid.
Well, you know, we do that on all the shows. I mean, well, Bitter Black Bitch, we don't take calls. And
no.
Then, you know, on Tuesday night, we take calls.
That would be interesting.
You know, on Tuesday night, we take calls. And on this show, we take calls.
Yeah.
But, you know, on this show, we talk about sports. Tuesday night, we talk about six. And that's why some of our listeners, we have to say, yo, is this about sex? Because if it's not, I'm going to cut you up, you know.
Yeah.
But we still love our listeners. You know, we love our listeners.
Yes,
we love
we appreciate, of course.
But back to my sorry ass tigers, because these motherfuckers don't piss.
I'm telling you, you're lucky that, like I said, you're lucky baseball in general sucks as far as competition, because your team still has a chance. Let's see. They're, all right, they're 6.5 out. They're 500 right now at 39-39. It's not, you can't say it's over. You know what I mean?
It's not over. You know, I'm just so tired of the bullshit.
They're so inconsistent.
And like I said,
they are very inconsistent.
Well, first of all, did you hear about what happened here? Okay, talk about what happened here the other night.
Go ahead. I don't know, so fill me in.
Not today's game.
The 14 inning game.
It was
the 14 inning
game. Yes.
Okay.
With the interference that happened.
Oh yeah, what happened? Tell me about it. I didn't know about
game.
This. Go ahead. Tell me about it.
It was a fan. I forget who hit the ball. You know, again, they've been pissing me off.
Was it the Tigers that hit?
Was
Tigers
hit,
were at bat or
it
Pirates?
The Tigers were at bat.
Okay.
They hit the ball out there, and it could have possibly been a home run or a triple, but it was ruled fan interference because the guy tried to reach down and grab the ball when it was coming down, and it tapped his and it nicked his glove, which meant that the ball went in a different direction. So they called fan interference. That guy got ejected from the stadium, and they ruled it a double versus a triple.
Okay.
So it was and it couldn't tell if it went past the yellow line or the
Yeah,
the
I know what you're talking
they
about.
They couldn't tell if it went past. Yeah.
Yeah. Now let me ask you. Was that called on the spot by the outfield umpire, or did they have to go to replay? Did they have to go to the headquarters
in New
York?
They had to go to replay.
Because my brother works in that.
They had to go to replay.
My brother works in that, by the way.
They had to go to replay.
I know about this.
They actually had to go to replay on that.
They had to call New York. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think? So was it fair? Like, you know what I'm saying? Did the fan interfere? I got to look at this.
It should have been a triple. It should have been a triple versus a double.
Okay.
That's the way I feel. It should have been a triple versus a double. Because I don't know where the line is, I can't say it would have been a home run. It possibly could have been in the park homer, but I can't say. Even from what they showed, but it definitely should have been called a triple.
Okay.
I will say that.
Was the fan... Okay, I'm trying to look at this up as we speak. Was the fan really leaning over, or was it like it was there no doubt
over.
About it?
He was leaning all the way over. Okay, he was down
okay,
on the back,
so then,
the patty, on the back.
I gotta see this.
Okay.
Okay, let me see this. You remember what was it in extra innings? This happened.
No, it was before it went to extra innings.
Before it went. Okay.
It was before they went to extra innings.
Interference play. I'm trying to look this up on Google. I want to see. I want to see a replay on this shit. So how long it took them? Because sometimes when they take a long time to fucking look at something, that means they're going to reverse it or some shit, or they leave it the way it is. So what do they call it on the field? Did they call it on the field a triple, and then they reverse it to a double, or?
I don't know. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know.
I'm just curious. I'm looking at stuff right now. Let's see. All right. Okay, here we go. Video. Did a Tigers fan cause McCann a home run last night? Okay, let me see this real quick. It was in the fifth. The Pirates led 3-0 in the fifth inning, and then this is when this happened. Let me look this video. Detroit Free Press. Let me to Detroit Free Press.
I told you.
Okay. Oh yeah, I see a picture of it. Oh yeah, that's what. Oh, Oh, please, that's interference. That's way, I mean, the, but I'm trying to see now. I want to see the video. See, that's just a picture. I want to see a video. If he did touch the, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it went off his glove, the fan's glove, and it altered the ball, I can understand the double being overturned. But if not, and he just bent over, but, it, you know, he didn't touch the ball, then the fan shouldn't have been ejected. Let me see.
The ball nicked his glove, possibly. When you look at it,
okay,
it's a video.
Okay, I'm pressing play.
And you...
I'm going to see this shit. Right here on Detroit Free Press. We should be sponsored by them. Shit, all the times we talk about
them. You know, I'm going to say they should be. You know, they should be sponsored. Okay, we've got a 561 caller up on the line.
Oh, that might be creepy. I'm trying. I was. I'm sorry. I'm trying to look at this damn video.
You're going to look at the video. I'll bring the caller in.
Yeah, bring the caller. I'm sorry. This stupid audio is up on my
head. Hey, caller, how you doing?
Hi, Miss V. Hi, James. It's Sweepy. How are you both doing tonight?
Very good. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Doing wonderful.
You see, we're getting into my Tigers about how crappy they are.
Even my Yankees are better than your team. Yeah, I'm trying to look at this replay thing. You know, let's see. Go ahead, Sweepy. You could talk, Sweepy. Go ahead. I'm just watching.
I was going to say about the Tigers. Once Verlander started getting hurt, and now they lost Scherzer. They lost pretty much half their good starters for the season. That's how they're struggling.
And Verlander. He's still struggling. Even though he's back, he is not playing. And you know, we just don't have nobody up there. I mean, I went to the one game and I was so pissed.
Isn't David Price not too bad this year?
He's not too bad, but one person can't make the team.
No, I know. I'm just saying, but he's doing his job. Ain't his fault the team sucks.
It's not his fault, but I mean, but you got Verlander who was out for, what, the first 5 or 6 games of the season it's Kate Upton's fault. I done told y'all it's
Kate
Upton's fault.
Y'all
don't want to listen to me, and I'm sticking with it. That child needs to go somewhere. I'm tired of her. But you know, with the Tigers, just aren't. You know, Martinez is doing his job, but you know,
he just came back.
They do it every year, though. They do this every year, you know. They're like a bad fucking date that takes time to warm up, you know. Ain't nothing like a man who won't get hard initially. You know, you got to stroke him a little bit to get him to go hard, you know. I can't stand that, you know. When you see me, you're supposed to be ready. I don't want to have to stroke the ego and get you all ready for it, you know, and then hope that you act right. Then you act right for a little while. You say, nah, baby, I got to go take a nap, and you got to go take the damn... four or five game nap and come back, and then you say, okay, I'm ready. You know, and, you know, I want you constantly ready.
Yeah.
I know y'all said, did she really get that little bit of sex in there like that? Yes, I did.
Wow. yeah, she did. Wow, I'm looking at, wow, this is so close. It is.
It's me. Staying on the Detroit theme, you know, you're not going to have much better luck with your Lions because you know what Lions D stands for?
What does it stand for?
Losing in October, November, September, December.
Damn. Okay.
They win on Thanksgiving,
though.
They seem to win on Thanksgiving.
They do win on Thanksgiving. I got this shirt. Remember, I got the shirt last year from the game.
Yes, you did.
I have that shirt, and I was at the snowball game. So remember, I got that shirt off. I got the snowball game, and I got yes.
Yeah, that real quickly looking at this replay of this McCann double. I don't understand. They called it a double. Now, usually when a fan interferes, but I see why, because the guy went over, but it's very hard to tell. There's one angle where it's straightforward. It looked like it barely glanced off his glove, but then I see the side view, like if you're looking at it from left field, and it don't look like it hit his glove. Yeah, I don't know. So, I don't know. This was close. This is not conclusive, as they say. to me, is inconclusive.
It's not really conclusive.
No, it's not. It's not conclusive. Okay, here it goes again. See, they keep showing it and showing it. Okay, close up. You know what? I don't think, not as close, because the ball, it doesn't look like it changed direction. But see, now the other angle, see now the straightforward angle, it kind of looks like it. Ah, that's weird. I don't know. That's not, you know what I would have done? I would have just left him on second base. I would, that's, if it's not conclusive, you know, I don't know.
Was it able to be viewed by instant replay?
For a few minutes it was. And it's not conclusive.
I thought that wasn't a challengeable call. Only fair and foul and...
Well, if it's like, you know, a home run, it could be, if it's a home run or not.
When it's fan interference, they can do a replay on it because of fan interference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially something like this. The manager can go out there, which was Brad Asperger's, went out there and basically said, he said, look, I want to challenge, but you only get that one. And if they don't reverse it, whatever, that's your ass, unless it goes to extra innings, if I'm not mistaken. Those are the rules. Yeah, but it's weird because it's, see, he said fan interference. Yeah, he called it fan interference. Usually when an umpire does that with the hand, that means fan interference. So that means he stood. So, okay, because the guy went to second. It was second and third. So they stayed up second and third? Right? Is that the case? I'm trying to understand. Cause
they ruled it a double. And they said it should have been a triple. And when you look at it, it's kind of weird how they do it. So, you know, it's one of those things.
It's, I don't know. Because now, if your argument is, if the only thing I could think of why Brad Osmond's bring it up, was that the runner that went to third could he have scored if it wasn't, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, obviously, if he didn't touch the ball, then McCann could have went to third, possibly. And the runner that's ahead of him could have scored at home.
Right.
You know,
but nobody scored on that one because of the way they called it.
Yeah. That's not conclusive because I ain't going to lie. The straightforward replay, it looked like it barely touched the glove, but then you see the other angles, it don't look like it did. I'm gonna be honest. So to me, that's inconclusive. To me, you gotta go by conclusive evidence. You know,
you think they should put the two extra umpires like you do in the playoffs for the regular season too?
I know what you're trying to say. What he's saying, ladies and gentlemen, when it's play, especially in the World Series and stuff like that. They put the two extra umpires, the left field and the right field line, and the regular umpires, first, second, and third base, they stay where they are.
I'm still on the air, but I'm going to the doctor, so I'll see you when I get back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And because usually in the regular season, it's usually whoever, like in this case, it would be the second base umpire that made this call because it's right center field. I would think the second base umpire has the better view. But he has to run, you know, he has to, like, go, you know, because who knows how the eyesight of some of these umpires are left to be desired. You know, most of them suck with their eyesight. But these motherfuckers stay in the league for like 30-plus years. Some of these players, it's like the Supreme Court position. They stay forever till they die. They just stay there 30 years and over. You know, it's like, you know, after a while, I think when you hit, see, now this sounds like age discrimination. That's why people they go, that's not fair. But to me, I believe this in driving a car. If your motor skills are not up to par, you shouldn't do certain things. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. You know, especially if you drive a car. Because I've seen some people.
Don't they have Viagra for folks who drive cars? Like they got for men who can't get it up?
Reminds me of that commercial of that the guy that was, he was going to have sex with this woman, and he took the pill, he dropped the pill, and it went into this.
Oh, yeah, that is so funny. I think that is hilarious.
That Italian.
And it goes into the gas tank of the car. It goes into the Fiat.
Yeah. That Fiat, that's right. Yeah, Fiat. There you go. Yeah. That's how I feel. Like, especially in if you're a referee or something like that, you should, it's a certain time, like, okay, it's time to go. You know, it's time to go to the pasture, you know. I'm just saying. So some, you know, let the young people, you know, there's some young, you know, that could see better or whatever. But to be fair, with these, to be fair with this play specifically, this is not easy to the naked eye to say, okay, yeah, it was interference or not. To be fair, because even the replay, I told you, even with the replay, there's certain views it looks like it didn't touch, and there's a certain view it does. So to me, you should just leave it the way it was. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they made the right call, if I'm not mistaken. Because when they made that call, that's when he went to second base.
Was the first base on fire?
I think it was the first base or the second. It's either one of those two. I got to see from the beginning again who made that call originally before they went to the replay, before they went to New York, to the offices in New York. My brother sometimes worked with these guys in the replay room. Because what they do is they have an umpire, a senior umpire, that's in that replay room along with a couple of guys. And when they get the call, then the guy, the senior umpire at the office, looks at it. And then, you know, then they make the decision. Then they tell them what they think. So, okay, well, this is my thing. Okay, now I'm understanding now. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. V. So, when he hit that double, I noticed a runner did score. So,
and they called that runner back.
They did call it back. Okay, so they did call it back. Okay, they did call it back. Now, I got to see this again. Was the runner on second when he hit that double?
Yes.
He had to have, yeah. See, okay, yeah, he's on second. Okay, I'm watching this again. All right, I want to see this again. Okay, here's the pitch. His swing, long drive right center field. It is high, it is far, it's off the wall. 360, off to Jimmy John's ad. Martinez scores, and the ball comes in, and it's now 3-1 Pittsburgh. But wait. The umpire is waving it off. They might have to take a look at this. J.D. Martinez is like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah, that's... Okay, let me see that again. See, what they usually do when it comes to interference play, where it happens, did the runner already went around third? You understand what I'm saying? If the runner was already rounding third, past the third base, and then it supposedly hit the glove, that should be a score. You know what I'm trying to say? Now, you see what I'm saying? You understand what I'm telling about, right? Because it looks
like... Yeah, I know what you're saying. See, if the ball hit the person's glove after the person had rounded thirds, then that person should have rounded scored because the ball was still in play.
It does look like that. Looking at this replay, now, mind you, I'm not seeing, like, an overshot view of the fucking, you know, when you see the ball there and you see where the runner is at, you know, the lead runner. But let me see this again, because they do go real quickly. Okay.
But you said, see, this is what I was telling you about, and they say I don't know sports. See?
I'm looking again. Okay, I'm really being serious about this.
I got Mr. Baseball himself looking like, damn, this is a hard one to call.
You know what? Well, I don't want, you know what, okay, this is my beef, right? I noticed throughout this whole replay thing, they did not show where was the lead runner when the ball supposedly hit the fan's glove. Where was the lead runner at? Was he just getting to third? Was he already touched third going home? You see what I'm saying? That they didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
See, now that I have a problem with. That they should be, okay, well, where the fuck was the lead runner? Because if anything, he should score. He shouldn't go back to third. I mean, it looks like to me, and I can't tell, like I said, because it's a different cut to the camera. You understand what I'm saying? There was a camera by the third base, and they cut from the outfield where the ball supposedly or did hit the fan's glove. I can't tell.
They
that should be the real thing.
Call then, you know? If
yeah,
that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, you got
to
take a look at this,
you have to confirm with the second base has to confirm with the third base umpire then.
Yeah, but to be fair with the umpires, this is, by the naked eye, you couldn't tell. It wasn't, like, that blatant, like, obvious. Because even with, like I said.
It was blatant fan interference, and that was the whole thing.
Yeah.
Leaned over, but it wasn't like he caught the ball and it fell out. He never caught the ball, but it looked like the ball hit the
glove. It looked like it glanced off the glove. It looked like. But see, you notice I said it looked like. I didn't say it did.
Because you can't really tell.
The only one point vantage point, the straight up view, it looked like it did, but barely. If it did, was barely. But then again, there's optical illusions where you think something, you know what I'm saying, where it looks like it's near a certain object, but it really wasn't. And I think this comes to play because the other angles, it doesn't look like it hit the glove. It really doesn't. The only the straight-on angle, that's the only one that it looks possibly. It's not like I say, oh yeah, that's no doubt. It hit off. I can't say because it looked like it changed direction, but it wasn't so obvious with the changed direction of the ball. But my thing is, the lead runner, where the fuck was he at, whether or not, you know, if it did hit the glove or not? Was he already running third? Because if he did, the run should count. The run should count regardless. You know what I mean? That's just what I'm saying. But, wow, this is...
So like I said, that's why...
Do. Go ahead, Sweet Pea.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
The stadiums need to raise both the left field and right field stands. You know, just like, look, take a look at the Angel Stadium. Look at the Giants Stadium. Look at those stadiums. They won't have as much chance for fan interference in the outfield.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, only in baseball, unlike other sports, where the football field is the same distance, a basketball court basically the same distance, baseball, there's different dimensions. There's no set rule dimensions how a baseball stadium should be, you know, as far as, you know, how far right field is or home plate.
The diamond has to be the same size as
yeah,
far
90
as outfield.
Feet. That's
the
different.
Distance,
yeah, that's
the
different.
The distance varies depending on the stadium because Comerica Park is actually larger than the original Tiger Stadium. And the it's 400 and some odd feet out, which is one of the longest in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Comerica Park and like two other parks have really long home runs, you know, where outfield. And I can't remember how many feet, but it's a nice amount of feet. So, but then you get to others that are not that long. And that's why there's no consistency, and it depends on where they hit it at. I mean,
I got to talk to my brother about this. I'm sorry. My brother, a lot of people don't know, my brother works at MLB, MLB.com, but there's nights where he does work in the replay office. With the senior umpire, you know, and he goes in and looks, and he sets up the replay, and the senior umpire looks at it. So, that's this is not an obvious call to make. You know?
But you know what? That's going to be talked about for a long time, just like, you know, the Lions rule with that damn touchdown that got pulled back. You know,
but listen to this. Well, yeah, that was bullshit. That was real bullshit. That shit was bullshit. That shit was bullshit. But this is the thing. The main reason this is a story is that extra run, they would have won 4-3 regulation. Instead of going extra innings and lose, correct? Exactly.
Yep.
That always happens. That always, it's like in football. You know when your team marches down the field, they basically dominated the time possession and they only get field goals out of it. You know that's going to come back to bite you. You know that's going to come. You just know.
Yep.
If you don't score a touchdown, you know, you know, and it always happens. It comes right back to bite you at the end. It's a close game, but yeah, if you'd have scored at least one time in the end, so God forbid, you would have won at least by a couple of points. It always happens, especially when you bet. I hate that. Anyway, going back to my old days. Damn, didn't cover, damn it. See, because that shit, they went for, as I called it back in the day, they went for a fag goal.
Well, you know, like
because
I
it
said,
because it didn't cover the touchdown. pussy, you couldn't go for the touchdown? Anyway.
Well, the damn Tigers lost all three games against the Pirates.
Wow.
The Red Wings, you know, are in the middle of the draft. They're picking up a lot of free agents. So they're picking up a lot of free agents. And the Pistons are picking up free agents. And they got people leaving. So today has been like a big sports day in Detroit. The only people they ain't talking about is the Lions, not just because, you know, training camp starts in about 3 or 4 weeks. I know they started mini camp. Mini camp started a while ago.
Yeah, well, that's not mandatory. Those are not mandatory.
Right.
This coming month, it'll be mandatory. this then it'd be matter of camps would start opening this week, this month, in about a couple of weeks, like you said, and then August is exhibition games. You know.
You know. So.
It'd be here before you know it. I'm telling you. It'd be before you know it. It's football season already.
I can't wait to see how our new player plays. You know, the guy who they pulled to replace Ndamukong. You know.
Oh yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be interesting. And as far as this dude that went to the Miami, you know, we'll see. Everyone's talking about, me.
Guess what? You know what? I'm sorry. I got to get this in.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Did you see that bullshit that
what?
LeBron is opting out of his contract now?
Oh, yeah, well. You know,
what did I say when he went back?
I
what
told
did
you,
I
though.
Say?
Yeah.
What did I say, though?
that motherfucker ain't about loyalty. This is what's going to happen. He'll stay. But I guarantee you, if he would have won a championship this year, he would have left. He's going to leave. He will leave. I called it.
That's why he opted out of his contract. You know, that shit was planned down. Welcome home, King, and all this shit.
All
this
bullshit.
Said, yo, I'm going out my fucking contract now. You know, he ain't, you know, these hoes ain't loyal. You know, this hoe is not loyal. I said he wasn't loyal before. He still ain't loyal. It's too much hype over him. It is too much hype. He's, as long as his ego is as big as it is, he's going to have problems, and that is his total problem. His ego is too damn big. You know, basketball is a team sport. It's not about one person. And he wants it to be about him. Because actually, you know, I didn't watch the playoffs because, again, Detroit won in it. You know, I remember I'm a loyal fan regardless of how shitty they play. But I didn't watch them. But just the stuff that I was hearing about the playoffs, you know, it was almost like that he grew, every day his vagina got bigger and bigger, you know. Because it's all about him. I mean, hell, I don't cry that damn much, and I've had two children. And this motherfucker bitches about everything. I mean, he's like a whining bitch. You can't have it all.
Mm-hmm.
And when he says, well, I didn't play, well, what about the rest of your team? What can you guys do? You know, and it's all about him. And when you make it about yourself, you know, then there's a problem. And I said Cleveland should have never brought him back. I stick by that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's back acting like a bitch. You know, he really has taken this King James thing to his fucking head. First of all, sweetie, you're not God and you're not the Bible. And I see nothing holy about you. What I see is a poor fucking brat who should have taken his ass to college instead of going to basketball straight out of high school because his maturity level is still not there. He's still acting like a fucking pussy. And I can't stand when fucking men act like that. It's hard enough being a woman without competing against a goddamn man who acts like one. That shit is horrible. You know, that'll piss me off. Two pussies. You know what? A man and a woman that both act like pussies can't live in a house together. Somebody got to be a pussy and somebody got to be the dick.
Yeah. I've definitely been called a dick a lot, so I know I'm not a pussy.
Hey, I'll let you two go, okay? You two have a good night. James, I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Sweet Pea, man. Yo, thanks a lot. You've been always supporting us. Thank you so much.
No
we
problem.
Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Later, bro. Have a good night, man. Thanks. There goes Sweet Pea. There he goes. By the way, you hit it right on the head because if you remember, this motherfucker, when it was before Game 6 of the Finals, one of the reporters in the conference call, whatever the fuck it is. Not conference call, but you know what I mean, the fucking shit, you know, doing the interview, you know, when they interviewing LeBron before a game. So, well, okay, you know, Game 6, your elimination game coming up, do you think your team has a chance to bounce back, right? And this motherfucker had the nerve to say, oh, well, I'm the greatest player in the world. So, of course I'm confident. But that's not the question he asked you, asshole. He asked you, do you think your team, not about you, your team, is going to be, you know, is ready for this elimination game, you know, da-da-da. Now, the obvious question, of course you're going to say, regardless of what you feel, or really feel. You're going to say, yeah, we're going to be ready. We're going to give it all we got. You don't say, well, because, well, I'm the greatest player in the world. Of course, I'm confident. But yeah, but the reporter didn't ask you that. He didn't ask about you. We all know your fucking ego.
But you know what? And that's the problem I have with him. And this is where I really come out and I say, this is a straight-up problem that I have with LeBron James. Let's, I'm going to put something out here because I want everybody to understand.
Mm-hmm.
He can play some basketball, okay? I'm not going to knock that. He
of
wouldn't
course.
Be in the NBA if he couldn't play.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get this straight because I don't want anybody saying that Miss D said he can't play. No, I have never said that, and I'm not going to say that.
We're not talking about on the court. Talk about off the court.
You know, he's a good player, but his personality also goes along with his playing, and when it's all about me, that shit is fucked up. And, you know, I have been a basketball fan the majority of my life,
mm-hmm.
you know, and as a sports fan, you know, just in general, I hate seeing poor sportsmanship. And part of that I attribute to is because, like I said the other day, when my children were playing soccer, soccer wasn't big when my children started playing. Now everybody wants to play soccer. But when they were playing, it was an all-volunteer thing. And as parents, we had to go and learn the FIFA regulations and everything and go by the rules. You know what I'm saying? We had to learn everything about soccer. We just couldn't go out there and coach. And part of it was about sportsmanship and how to act and how to conduct yourself as a coach and how what to let the players do and things they couldn't do at different age levels.
Mm-hmm.
And what I see is that somewhere along the line, because I know that he played for a Catholic high school, I know they teach sportsmanship, I know they teach all this stuff. That's part of learning when you learn sports. Somewhere along the line, his fucking head swelled up, and he lost that part of it because he has very poor sportsmanship. You know, when he's winning, he's happy, but when he's losing, he's worse than a fucking female. He's worse than five fucking females on a goddamn period all at the same time, heavy, 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 heavy bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible, you know. Mm-hmm. And I say that because the only way to compare him is to compare him to females who are PMSing, and that's sad. It's sad.
Good point. It's absolutely
you know,
good point.
And you have to look at it. This is also a young man who, when he got all this money, his mother, I think, is around my age. I'm not going to say exactly, but I think she's around my age because LeBron James is not much – he's not much younger or older than my children.
Mm-hmm.
He's in his, what, mid to late 20s?
Yeah, he's at
so
least 28, 29, at least, no more
you
than
know,
that.
I don't think he's 30 yet.
No.
You know, but he's in his mid to late 20s, and me and his mother are around the same age. And I'm going to say this, and the bitch can come and say what she wants to me because I'm a real woman. I say this all the time. When your son has control, you being a hoe because of the money, and you out there hoeing with his teammates who are his age, and you're his mother, that's a lot of pressure. I mean, that would be like me fucking one of my son's friends. I mean, that's just not something that no young man wants to deal with. My son would never want to see me fucking somebody who is his friend or even close to his age. You don't do that. And when you got to sit here and tell your mom to sit her ass down because she's out here hoeing around, you know, she wouldn't even know these motherfuckers if it wasn't for him. So I also take that into consideration that he has a mother who is just as fucking immature because he got the fucking money, but naturally, you know, she's living high on the horse also, and I'm not mad at her. But she's not doing it classy. You know, she out here fucking other players. I mean, she's in the news about as much as he is, but she's out there for the wrong reasons, and he's got his team doing damage control on what she's doing. So when you look at a young man who not only has a very good pro career, making all this money, he has to keep his job in line, but he has a mother who now he has to be a father to. When you look at all that, a lot of people don't look at that. And like I said, I still think he's a bitch. Let's get that clear. I still think he's a bitch, but you have to look at the reasons why he's a bitch.
Yep.
And I think that is part of it. You know, I could be wrong, but just from what I've seen in the media, I mean, his mom is out there hoeing around. You know, she doesn't have enough respect for her son. And let's get something wrong. Let me get something clear. There's nothing wrong with being a cougar. But you don't go fuck your son's teammate. And you motherfuckers bragging about it because men talk. I'm sorry. Men under the age of 30 talk, honey. I know they talk.
Shit, we talk over 32.
Don't remember that because, yeah, but they really talk.
Yeah.
And, you know, nobody wants to hear about some dude banging their mom. We don't know she's a freak in a bed. I don't care if she's a freak in bed. But whatever is going on, this is what men talk about. And as a woman, me and my girlfriends talk about this. I mean, we get explicit about positions, but we don't get into names. But dudes have a tendency to use names. Black and white men in general. It has nothing to do with race.
That's not
what
race
men
or background. Yeah.
It's what
true.
Men do. And no son wants to hear one of his boys talking about how he did his mama last night. So you attribute that to part of his problem, and you got to look at a big picture. You know, mom, ain't nothing wrong with you getting your groove on.
Absolutely not.
But there's a problem when you fucking his team. You could have found a Laker, a Rocket, a Maverick, a Piston, you know, a
Stern. Fucking teammate.
You could have found anything but a fucking Cavalier. Anything but a Cavalier. You know. You didn't have to go fishing in that goddamn pond because the NBA is a big fucking pond, okay? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, some people, like I said, y'all can sit here and tell me I'm wrong on that one, but I do know that his mother is around my age, you know, because I remember when LeBron came out. And like I said, ain't nothing wrong with getting your groove on. Shit.
No.
If I found somebody in their 20s making that much money and they was attracted to me, I get mine on.
Remember, you got a price. Remember you said it all the time. I got my price.
I do have a price.
Yeah. At least seven figures.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was worth going overtime. That was worth going overtime for.
Yeah, you know, and I mean that's the whole thing. I mean,
he's an asshole. He's a bitch. He's a bitch. It's so obvious he wants to be Jordan so bad or be better than Jordan. You know that's in his mind. It's so obvious. He'll never be that. You know what I'm saying? He should just concentrate what he has to do. And if he would just be that way and don't act like a douchebag, you know, then everything would be much better. But when you act the way you act, I don't know, it doesn't look good. And then, you know, then you hear Kevin Love, who we signed with the Cavaliers, by the way, for 5 years. I forgot how much money. You hear Kevin Love say, well, you know, we had that talk by the pool, me and LeBron. So, see, this is the problem. All these players have this power with certain teams to, you know, they're the fucking GM and the president and the owner of the fucking team. You know, so wait a minute, so why the fuck we here? You know, like if I'm the owner or the GM, so why the fuck we here? But that's how it is, especially in the NBA. It's a players' league. That's how it is. You know, they go, they have these meetings, whatever, off the side. Just like with LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh had that meeting years ago. They knew years before 2010 that they were going to go to Miami. You cannot tell me all that bullshit, well, look, coincidence, we're all together. No, you all talk that out when you all were on that Olympic team 3 years prior to the free agency in 2010. It's so obvious. I mean, y'all know where you were going, but you want to play, and you want to play the fool. You know, you do this decision, and you make teams fly to you in Cleveland, in Akron, to make their pitch, thinking they have a chance with you. Meanwhile, Pat Riley is going there, winking, giving you a wink, saying, "Well, we know we got you. We're playing the game just like they are." But the only difference is we know this is a game; they don't. And now I have a problem, and do all that bullshit, and then he wondered why people shit on him, because that was bullshit. I didn't care that he left Cleveland, it was the way he did it. If he just was a regular free agent and just left, that's different. But to do like a circus bullshit, you know, that's all bullshit. Anyway.
But that's why when he left that way, that it was a horrible way, and then with them to welcome him back with open arms, which I said was a very big mistake.
Especially the owner.
And Dan Gilbert. I love Dan Gilbert. Dan Gilbert has done fabulous things for the city of Detroit. But you know what? As the owner of the Cavaliers, you know, first of all, he said some shit. He was like, his son said, "So, Daddy, can I wear the number 23 again?" And, you know, he's like, "Yes, son, you can wear it." Well, you want to tell him to take it off again? Because, see, personally, like I said, Dan Gilbert, as far as what he's done in the city of Detroit, I'm not going to knock him. But as the owner of the Cavaliers, like I said, you know, they went to the playoffs. I think they would have gone to the playoffs even if LeBron wasn't on the team, to be honest. I'm not going to sit here and make it that he came back and took them to the playoffs. I refuse to give him that much credit. But as long as people are filling his head with he's the reason why they went, then he's going to have this attitude, and he's got to be knocked down. He's never going to be Jordan. He's never going to be Isaiah Thomas. He's never going to be Larry Bird.
Magic Johnson.
Jordan was one of the greatest players out there for his time. But you've got Kareem, always mess up his name.
Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah.
You've got James Worthy. You've got Larry Bird. You've got so many people came for him who are much better
players. Irvin Magic Johnson.
Yeah, you got, you know, and you've got David Robinson. And those people didn't say they were the greatest. Their skills made them the greatest.
Thank you. They let
Jordan,
their play do the talking.
Jordan did not say he was the greatest.
He never did, no.
We as the fans, he proved that he was the greatest. You know, even when they was beating up on Detroit's ass, when it was Chicago and Detroit, you know, and these motherfuckers was out there something. He proved it. What have you really proven? Because actually there's no quality players out there right now when you look at it. I mean, you don't have the caliber of players that you had back in the 80s. So how can he even compare himself and say he's better than somebody when you don't have that caliber of players? In the 80s, the 80s had some of the best goddamn players out there. I kid you not.
Yeah.
When you look at every single team, you know.
Every team had like a superstar.
Even shitty teams had good fucking players.
Yeah, look at Dominique Wilkins.
Human
highlight reel.
And they were loyal to their team. You know, they weren't even making half as much as what the fuck he's making. Look at Charles Barkley, you know. He was loyal to the Sixers until he left, you know, and then he went someplace else, you know. But when players got traded, it was because they were coming to the end of their career and they had done as much as they could. I mean, that's why
they were forced
was known
out.
As a bad boy.
Oh, they were
you
forced
know?
Out
yeah,
by trade.
Some, or they were forced out, but the whole thing was that they were loyal to their teams. There's no loyalty. I mean, I can tell you there's, what, two, maybe three players that are really good, you know, and I'm going to say Chris Bosh is one of those players, you know, but you've got Kobe, who's coming to the end of his career. He's been in the damn NBA with damn near 20 years now because he came straight out of high school. He's coming to the end of his career.
Yeah.
You've got LeBron, you've got Chris Bosh, like I said. But other than that, who do you really have out there that's doing stuff? I mean, at the end of the day, there's no really, really standout people. There's nobody that you say, hey, when they play, you got to watch out for this person. You know, as much as I love Tayshaun Prince, he still is not at that caliber. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at it, I mean, the last great players, I mean, and I know people are going to probably beat my ass for saying this, but, you know, when you had Rasheed Wallace, the other Wallace, both of them on the Pistons, and what was he was a crazy little motherfucker. He was always in trouble, and he came from another team to the Pistons.
Besides Rasheed Wallace, because Rasheed Wallace was always Mr. Technical every time.
Rasheed Wallace, no, this person got in more trouble than Rasheed.
Yeah.
This guy
I'm
came
trying to remember who the
team.
Fuck that was.
And he's got a son that's a young son. You know what? I'll remember his name. But those players in the early 90s were caliber players. You know, late 80s, early 90s. But once you got into the late 90s, you know, they just start. I won't say they died off. I will say that the caliber of player just, you know, they're not being produced. And I think that the skill set, I mean, I don't know what they're teaching them in high school. So I'm not going to sit here and proclaim to know what they're teaching them. I know that. I was going to say the drilling and stuff, because I played basketball, and I know the drills that I went through in high school, and the guys went through the same drills that we went through and even tougher. You know, I don't know if, I mean, some of these guys, I mean, have you looked at some of these players? These motherfuckers look like they winded when they're going up and down the court. I mean, now, if you told my fat ass to go do some suicide, bitch couldn't do one, okay? I'd be like,
you are going to commit suicide because you're going to die when you do that shit.
I'm telling you, you know, but that's what I, you know, I remember when I was playing basketball, doing the one-handed drills, doing the shooting drills, doing the suicides, doing the fucking push-ups, you know, being in really good fucking shape. I mean, that's how I got in such good shape. That's when I realized that I like to run better. Like, fucking, just don't make me do that other shit. Just let me run. Because fucking suicide is just to kick my ass, but I could do one.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, because when you look at some of these players, they just don't look like they're training at that type of caliber of player. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at people like Jordan and all of them,
mm-hmm.
that caliber of player is what you got out there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got that type of player that trained that, had that going on.
Yeah. They train hard.
We had such a good show. We done went over. But
yeah.
You know what? I didn't mind going over because
no,
we had a real conversation.
Yeah.
You know.
And let's also put in, by the way, the difference between now and the 80s and the early 90s, the rules were much different. You could play man on man. Hand checking was allowed. You actually get physical and not get called for a foul. Any little thing's a fucking foul. Everything's zone and so everybody and their mother thinks they can shoot a three. Everyone thinks they can shoot a perimeter shot now. Remember when a shooting guard was a real shooting guard where they were the shit like they really could shoot? Like Reggie Miller and all these other guys, you know. Now homeboy Curry, now that motherfucker. Yeah, he can shoot. Stephon Curry, he can fucking shoot. But I'm saying most of these guys in the NBA, they think they can all shoot three-pointers. All these motherfuckers.
Everybody can't do threes.
No.
I mean, that's the whole thing. You had real three-point shooters and...
Real shooting guards.
You know what?
Mitch Richmond.
But it was about getting up underneath the boards. I mean, think about hitting them boards was the thing. You know, fuck them damn 3 points. 3 points are nice if you could do it, but that wasn't how you made your points. You got up underneath them damn boards and motherfuckers was elbowing and, you know, pushing for position, trying not to get that damn travel, you know, and knock a motherfucker down on his ass and better not bitch about it.
The low post game is almost extinct. There's no low post game where, you know, you battle. You weigh in the paint and you do, you know, you dunk the shit or you just, you know, you shoot it off the glass. You know what I'm saying? You just.
But think about it. I don't want to say this because everybody's going to laugh. But think about it. The reason why Charles Barkley and Rick Mahorn were so good because they had thick asses. You know, I asked them out the way. But think about it. And, but you know, that was that body to body contact. And if a man was lucky enough to have a thick ass, motherfucking ass pushed you out the way.
Yeah, fuck that.
You know.
But they were taller guys, they had their asses too.
And I'm just saying, you know, when you got that type of size pushing you out the way, you know.
Especially with Shaq.
And
that
motherfucker's just.
Especially
with Shaq. Just some serious foul. Shaq too.
Yeah. That big motherfucker. I ain't staying in front of him.
But you gotta
get
real foul. You gotta
look
at real, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
When you
go ahead.
A foul called on you, it was a real fucking foul. It wasn't
bullshit.
You know, what is this? You tapping me and I fall back and that was a fucking foul. Are you
That's another thing. That's another fucking thing. Fucking LeBron is the biggest flopper of anybody. That motherfucker, he flops every time. And then he bitches every fucking time and he don't get a call. He bitches every fucking time.
You know, I'm like, you know, one thing I can say, I guess LeBron can never play against me because you know what I was known for? Getting motherfuckers out the game. Like, I tell everybody, I can't play basketball or shit. You will never hear me say I'm a good basketball player. I know how to play, but I am not a good player. But what I do know how to do is get a fucking charge or foul because a bitch could take a motherfucker out of the game. They put me in there just to take out their best fucking shooter, okay? If that bitch was 4 points, he'll be up in there. Big man, you should have shot her, bitch. You know, and that's what I was known for. You know, I wasn't known for knowing how to shoot a fucking basketball. I was known for knowing how to reach in and knock a bitch down and take her out the motherfucking game. That's what I was known for. And some people are known for that. Well, you think about it. It was a lot of people in the NBA that was known for that. They weren't known for their skills. They was known for getting motherfuckers out of games.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what basketball was about. You know, you got to take that key player out.
That's right.
You know, yeah, you want to play fair, but if that key player is scoring too much, you got to find a way to get that motherfucker out. Who can afford to get fouls? Okay, this bitch you can't play. B, you go up in there. Get that bitch out the game. You know what you got to do. I can't shoot worth shit. I get the ball. I try to shoot it. But see, I fucking knock a bitch over in her motherfucking eye. And so, oops, you know, I'm only 5'3", so is always a ooh, you know, because everybody's bigger than me.
That's right.
Ain't nothing like fucking Elmo on a bitch in a motherfucking titty because I'm so short, you know. And her fucking titties hurt like they're getting ready to fucking explode. You know, that's why bitches wear all them damn sports bras because, you know, you get a person like me 5'3", boom, oh, shit. Bitch holding her damn titty like a nigga holding a stick. Talking about, oh, my shit hurt. And I'm telling you, you get elbowed in a titty, that shit will take you out the fucking game. Okay?
and have you in trouble.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm a physical person. You know, when it comes down to playing sports, you know, I tell everybody, you'll never hear me say that I'm really good at anything, but I do know how to play. Let's get that clear. And there's a difference, because when you know how to play, and you know that you know how to play, but you don't proclaim to be the greatest of anything, people use you more. You know, they'd be like, we got this. Now, I'm getting ready to order a coffee, so y'all don't laugh at me. I'm on my way to the doctor, and my doctor sent me a text message telling me to bring her a coffee. She did.
And on that note,
I'm serious. You know what? This is when you know you're cool with your doctor. I'm her last appointment. So, and that's because I normally go on Friday to the doctor, but I'm her last appointment. So she knows that, you know, she getting ready to spend some time with me. So she, like, bring me a coffee.
I never heard that in my life, a doctor telling a patient. Before you come in office,
can I get a double-double with... I'm on a medium double cream.
Oh, someone's going
and
to
I'll
stop
be
us.
It. Thank you.
Well, on that note,
yes.
Is that drive through or are you actually inside?
I went through the drive-thru.
Oh, drive-thru, that's what I figured. Okay. Well, on that note, thank you all for listening.
I'm almost at the window. We'll be signing off in a little bit.
Yeah.
So we'll be signing off in just a minute.
Yeah, because I think it's going to... Yeah, because it might cut off in 7:30 on the dot.
No, I'm all right.
173.
Let's see. Now, remember, we get an extra hour after our hour is up.
Oh,
think
okay.
About that.
Oh, okay.
Remember, not 30 minutes to get the hour.
That's right.
We still do it for a minute. Thank you. But you say you ain't never heard nobody being that cool with their doctor where their doctor sent them a text message, huh?
Give me a coffee. Yeah, I never heard that in my life.
I'm friends with my doctor also, so she going to be mad because I didn't bring my gym clothes because I was supposed to go to the gym afterwards.
Yeah. By the way, is Aunt Esther still with you?
I went and saw the surgeon yesterday. She's still there, so I go back in 6 months. They're monitoring it because they want to. But right now we're not going through surgery, so we're good for that.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing.
You know, that's
gotcha.
A big thing. We're not going through surgery. But now I have, like, a lot of doctors, but this doctor, she, like I said, this is also one of my girlfriends. So her sending me a text message, because I know people be like, doctor sending text messages? I'm friends with my doctor. And, you know, normally you can't be friends with your doctor, but I'm friends with her, so when she sent me a message, she'll send me a message in the middle of the day, what's up? I'd be like, is this you as you or is this you as my doctor? I need to know which one I'm talking to.
Yeah, am I talking to my friend or am I talking to the doctor?
Think about it, it's cool when you can say that, because then you say, okay, which one, you know, like I know when I got that message, that was a doctor message, that wasn't a friend message. That was a, you my last damn appointment, because your ass, because I told her I didn't want to fucking reschedule my appointment, and she's not working tomorrow. So I was like, nah, had me come in the day before, I ain't fucking coming in no next sometime in the middle of the damn week and mess up my show.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I want to thank everybody for listening. I hope you got the dog on screen enough, because I don't know if I got us up. I thought I had us up. It could have talked if I hang up anyway, but okay, yeah, we still up.
Yeah. I got this from here. I could definitely, I got the board.
I, Okay, you got the board because I don't see where I could shut down. Damn. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, you know what? It's so weird on this. You know, because I'm doing everything from my phone. So you know, this shit is really weird on my phone.
Yeah, I've never seen it from
there
the phone.
Okay.
I never
you got to hold your phone a different way. But we want to thank everybody for listening to us tonight. Sweet Pea, thank you for calling in. Sweet.
Yes.
And to our other listeners, you know, we do take calls, but you have to wait because sometimes we don't always see the switchboard. But we love you. Everybody have a fantastic 4th of July. We'll be back next weekend. Let's see what else is going on with sports. And look for the tweets. We'll be tweeting. The show's already scheduled for next week. They just got to be tweeted out. So everybody have a great 4th of July. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, happy 4th of July, everybody. Don't be stupid with those M80s. Ladies.